Imagine your hands are shaking, you know, your muscles are rigid and your medication is wearing off, and then someone just hands you a smartphone.
Right, and they expect you to navigate an app store in that state.
Yeah, exactly. You have to type in a complex password, download like a 50 megabyte file, and set up a cloud account just so you can log your next pill.
It's completely exhausting. I mean, it's the persistent paradox of medical software, right?
Oh, for sure.
We build these incredibly powerful tracking tools, but then we wrap them in layers of digital red tape. You basically need peak physical and cognitive dexterity just to operate them.
Which brings us to today's exploration, custom tailored for you, IMS. Welcome.
Glad to be here with you, IMS.
Today, we're diving into a really fascinating document called the On-Time Pilot User Guide.pdf. And our mission today is to look at how MAP Jamaica deliberately bypassed traditional tech gatekeepers.
That's such a smart move on their part.
It really is. They built a frictionless, lightweight web app to solve a massive challenge for Parkinson's patients, which is medication timing. And we're going to uncover this surprisingly ambitious endgame they are building toward.
Well, the way they sidestep those gatekeepers is brilliant, precisely because it's just so quiet.
Yeah.
OnTime is a free dose tracking tool, but you won't actually find it on Apple or Google's app stores. It runs entirely in the phone's web browser.
Oh, wow.
The guide simply explains how a user can save the web page directly to their home screen. So you bypass the stores entirely. Like on an iPhone or iPad, you just use Safari, tap the share icon, and hit add to home screen.
Right.
And on Android, via Chrome, you just tap the three-dot menu and hit add to home screen. Or install app, which they note is in final testing right now.
Okay, let's unpack this. By saving it directly to the home screen, the app basically acts like a digital chameleon.
A digital chameleon, I like that.
Yeah, because it looks and behaves exactly like a native app. You get the little icon sitting right there next to your text messages, but you skip the entire friction of downloads, system updates, and password resets.
What's fascinating here is the underlying empathy of that design choice.
Empathy? How so?
Well, for people living with Parkinson's, managing motor symptoms like tremors or unpredictable movements, it means every extra screen tap or tiny text field is an actual physical hurdle.
Right. It's literally harder to do.
Exactly.
Wow.
Skipping the App Store isn't just a neat software trick. It's an architectural decision that respects the physical limitations of the user.
Which naturally brings up the issue of cognitive load, too. Because if physical taps are a hurdle, a cluttered screen during a medication crash must be just as bad.
Oh, it's paralyzing. When you're physically depleted, a wall of text on a bright screen is the last thing you want.
So the guide points out that the app tracks upcoming, overdue, and completed doses. But, and this is key, it automatically collapses the completed doses.
Yeah, to keep the daily view super clean.
Right. I imagine that clean, shrinking list is doing heavy psychological lifting for someone who's brain and body are just totally fatigued at that moment.
Absolutely. It keeps the visual field entirely focused on the present moment. And speaking of the present moment, they built in a highly specific feature.
What's that?
It allows users to log when they are feeling off or wearing off right as it happens.
Wait, I have to push back on this a bit, though.
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, we all have timers and calendars built into our phones. The app even integrates with the native phone calendar for reminders. So why go through the trouble of logging a wearing off moment in a dedicated web app? Why not just use a standard alarm clock to remember pills?
Because Parkinson's management isn't just about adherence, you know. It's about tracking efficacy.
Checking how well the medication works.
Exactly. The disease is wildly unpredictable. Medication might last 4 hours on Tuesday, but then only 2 hours on Wednesday.
Wow, that is a huge difference.
It is. Capturing exactly when a medication begins to wear off in real time, it replaces the nearly impossible task of sitting in a neurologist's office and trying to remember exactly how your body felt at 2.5 p.m., like 3 weeks ago.
Right. Nobody can remember that.
No one. So it turns subjective, fading memory into objective data.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting, though. Capturing real-time data about medication failing is incredibly sensitive medical intelligence.
Oh, highly sensitive.
So my immediate thought is, who has access to a patient's wearing-off logs?
And that is the crucial pivot point of this entire project. Right now, this pilot is running exclusively for a specific group.
Right. The guide mentions the PDLAIF and Rocksteady Boxing community members.
Exactly. Which are two very prominent Parkinson's support and fitness communities. And to protect those users, MAP Jamaica explicitly states that zero-dose data is being collected or stored on the remote servers during this pilot.
None at all.
None. The feedback is purely qualitative right now. It's gathered manually, like via email at info@nossler.com.
So what does this all mean? I mean, on the surface, I am Esnes. We're looking at a private, frictionless, digital pillbox.
Right.
But reading the final section of the guide reveals something much bigger. Every participant in this pilot is actually helping lay the groundwork for a formal research study.
Yes, and it doesn't stop there.
No. The ultimate goal is building the Caribbean's first dedicated Parkinson's Movement and Wellness Center. I mean, this little browser shortcut is actually the foundational blueprint for a physical, brick-and-mortar medical facility.
It's incredible. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the strategy is remarkably shrewd.
How you mean?
Well, by refusing to store data remotely right now, they are prioritizing absolute trust within these close-knit Parkinson's fitness and support communities.
Ah, I see. Because they need that trust.
Exactly. You cannot build a massive data-driven medical wellness center without the foundational trust of the patients. They are securing community buy-in first and letting the technology scale second.
It's an incredible roadmap, really. I mean, for you, IMS, we started with a frictionless digital chameleon that respects the physical reality of tremors.
A really empathetic tool.
Definitely. Then we looked at how its clean interface and that wearing off tracking lowers cognitive load during a crash. And we ended up at the foundational plans for the Caribbean's first Parkinson's Center.
Quite a journey from a simple web app.
It really is. But IMS, this leaves us with a provocative tension to mull over on your own time.
Yeah, because the entire appeal of this current tool relies on local privacy and zero digital friction.
Right. But as MAP Jamaica transitions this tool from a localized pilot into a formal medical research study, well, that inherently demands massive centralized data collection.
That has to, yeah, for the research.
So how will they balance the frictionless privacy that won these patients' trust in the first place with the rigorous data-hungry demands of the scientific community?
That's the challenge.
Yeah.
How do you scale up the data without rebuilding those digital hurdles we just talked about?
Exactly. How do you keep it a digital chameleon when the stakes get that high? It's definitely something to think about.
It sure is.
Thank you, IMS, for joining us on this exploration today.